Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship home, right here at two great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network, as well as out there on selected Salem Media Group stations all across the country in some of the largest markets in America. And we're very honored and very pleased to be heard on a number of leading independent stations scattered across the United States as well. And, of course, we're also out there broadcasting on the Internet around the world. And we're also on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite. Again, very honored to be able to have that afforded to us. Now, a special shout-out goes out to the active duty military listening, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there going coast to coast, border to border, we appreciate you, the FedEx, the UPS drivers who reached a settlement in principle yesterday with UPS. Good for that. Our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail across the country, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline and diesel and other petroleum products so that we can go when we need to. Now, also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter as @CaptainsAmerica. We're also, our podcast is heard not only on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and on GCNlive.com, and on my flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, TheAnswer.com. But we're also heard on Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Guana in India, Radio Boom Play in Africa, on Google, on Odyssey, on iHeartRadio, and on the Apple Podcast as well. So many, many different ways to hear our show around the country, and we're so honored again to be able to have those big entities reaching out to us to have us over there. Okay, we are going to go with our first guest, and of course, Kyle Warren is the professor of politics. You all know, the regular listeners, that he's with us quite frequently, Monday through Saturdays, here, six nights a week on the program, and tonight's no different story. So good morning, Mr. Kyle Warren.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Oh, yeah. And we'll get into the weather and all that stuff and how hot it is out there and whether or not you're sweeping sand and trying to have the fan blow cool air on you or what the deal is there. But right now we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready, sir?
Of course.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
One nation with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Well, under God, those two words are words that we emphasize because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, we know it, and we're going to keep reminding you because this country needs a little intervention from outer other sources other than our regular here on the planet Earth, so to speak. Now,
indeed.
Yeah. Now, I want to start by saying something about the media, because I've been watching, I've been listening. Of course, I watch a lot of television during the daytime before I start doing show prep, just to see what's going on. Listen to a lot of radio because the newspapers are just worthless anymore. All it is just read and rip, or rip and read, as we call it. No real creativity. But it's all true about the complicit media being silent on the Biden corruption, because it's by far the biggest scandal in U.S. history that's going on right now. At least 9 members of the Biden family, including Joe Biden himself, more and more proof coming out to verify that, have allegedly received at least $10 million and maybe as much as $17 million from corrupt foreign actors. As a matter of fact, one country involved is America's chief adversary, China, which is why people are saying Joe Biden is owned by the Chinese. He's been compromised. And the IRS whistleblowers the other day have stated that many in the government, including the Justice Department, have worked to ensure that there would be no investigation of Hunter Biden would ever implicate the president. Now, it all sounds pretty newsworthy to me, and you think you'd be reading about it in the paper and seeing it everywhere on the ABC networks and whatnot. Now, and by ABC networks, I mean ABC, CBS, CNN, so on. But the disclosures have hardly made a ripple on the pond of mainstream media coverage. And, of course, the media we know leans left. But there's more to it than that. This time, the media's credibility is at stake. They have none the longer they ignore this story. The roadmap to the corruption was on Hunter Biden's laptop. The laptop, it insisted before the election, was Russian disinformation. And by covering the story now, the media has to confess its own corruption and complicity from back then. And so the silence continues. All we hear is the drip, drip, drip every day of information that somehow is being released by sources other than them for us to hear. And with that, I hear the break coming up. We'll be right back with more. You can think about that during the break, Kyle, and ladies and gentlemen, you can think about that too, but I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. This is a huge story, and it's worthy of all the information we can get on it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And before we get back to Kyle, I want to tell you that this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch for a Wednesday morning, is being brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell has got a lot of overstock, and he's trying to reduce his inventory by giving you some tremendous deals. Now, some of what he's got is marked down 80%. Other products are buy one, get one, or different discounts along the way. But what he's really pushing right now, and I mean this, is something. Buy one, get one in a regular size pillow for $19.98. Buy one, get one. Then you can buy the bigger size, queen size pillow. I've got two of them. And they're $50 off for $19.98 each. Then, if you want the king-size pillow, which is even bigger, you pay $10 more for that, but you're still saving $50 on the pillow. That's just for openers. If you go to MyPillow.com, the promo code will always be the word Captain. Very simple. Captain. That's your promo code. And if you want to call them on the phone, they're there 24/7. They're available on this phone number right now. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And use the promo code Captain. Now, it's also his 20th anniversary of being in business. And he's celebrating with items like deep discounts on all of his MyPillow products. All of them. The bed sheets, the mattress toppers, the pet beds, the mattresses, the mice slippers. And just everything that you'll find right there is marked down in one form or fashion. It's just a question of how much. So you can take advantage of one of the biggest sales in MyPillow's history by going over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Captain, and give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, MyPillow, promo code Captain, and happy shopping. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, one of the things That also happened yesterday on the eve of Hunter Biden's plea bargain deal today. It's just mind-boggling. One of his lawyers, someone on the legal staff, tried to play a dirty trick on a court clerk and get something changed. And you got the story there, but basically what I'm going to tell you is that Hunter's one of Hunter's lawyer legal representatives got caught lying to the court clerk, and the judge isn't happy and has threatened legal sanctions against the team after the lying accusations have now surfaced. What's going on?
Well, what happened was that in the morning, the House Ways and Means Committee, they filed what's called an amicus brief for a friend of the court, of course, to the Delaware U.S. District Judge Mary Ellen Noriega, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, saying that Hunter Biden had benefited from political interference, quote, which calls into question the propriety of the investigation, unquote. So then, evidently, someone from the committee's lawyer's office, Theodore Kittala, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, someone from their office actually called the court clerk trying to get this document removed, evidently representing that they were, in fact, from the House Ways and Means Committee's lawyer's office. Evidently, all this got, this kind of blew up. They've gone before the judge. The judge may look at this as a very serious matter. Some are arguing that it's a mix-up, but of course, Captain, it doesn't sound like that, at least at first glance. But the judge is going to make some kind of decision in this matter. And if, in fact, somebody from Hunter Biden's attorney's offices tried to misrepresent themselves, well, let's just say the judge may not look too kindly on that.
Well, if a Democrat, and it was, called up and tried to represent themselves as a Republican, because they're the ones that run the House, they're in charge, they're the ones that run the committee, they would have been the ones calling, and this appears to be what this is, that would be reason for a lot of big-time problems for the person that did it. And that person happened to be somebody on Hunter Biden's legal team.
Well, that's, again, what the story is now starting to unfold. And
yep,
if that's the case, then yes, it could be a lot of sanctions that could come down.
Yeah, and that could renege Hunter's deal altogether. And now they're back to wherever they're at. And they could the judge could literally now throw the book at Hunter.
Well, if they find that they're trying to do their job in bad faith, especially before the judge, that's going to be where this turns.
Now, one other thing that happened before we get to our regular talking points here. Bo Bergdahl, remember him?
Sure, of course, yes.
A federal judge vacated his conviction in the court-martial conviction, and I don't know what it's going to mean for him in terms of back pay or rank or whatever, but I thought that he was pretty much exonerated by then President Barack Obama, or am I wrong?
Well, this was back in 2017 when he was convicted, I believe. He had a dishonorable discharge, reduction in rank, and then also had a fine of, I think, $10,000. So this will reverse that or vacate that.
And Barack Obama then did something to, I don't know if he gave him a pardon or what he did, but he did something to free him of the civil obligations, but not the military. UCMJ is different than civil. So, okay, we'll see what happens there. But this is kind of a surprise to hear that at this late date. But I guess nothing is surprising anymore, is it?
Well, not in this day and age, no.
All right. Now, in some major move by the United Parcel Service and the union, 340,000 workers will be staying on the job, and they are going to avert the planned strike that they had coming up there. A five-year deal was reached. More pay is involved. So they're happy again, and they're back shaking hands and patting each other on the back at UPS.
Well, and it's actually a very good thing that they came to an agreement. Obviously, the consequences to the general public, you know, notwithstanding, but if people, if they're able to come to that agreement, they're working hard. You see the UPS trucks out there everywhere. Everybody gets stuff from UPS. I think hopefully it's a win-win for everybody at this point.
Yep. I got a delivery yesterday from UPS, and I didn't see the driver, but I saw the truck, so I thought to myself, okay, this is good.
Right now, it still has to be ratified by all the union members,
right.
But I have a feeling that's probably going to occur, barring any other 11th-hour development here.
Now, Kevin McCarthy is floating the I-word in the House of Representatives because some of the Republicans with the Freedom Caucus and others are hot to trot on pulling, on having McCarthy pull the strings on the impeachment for Joe Biden. But I think it's a little premature. I think there's still a lot of evidence that's being dropped. We're hearing about more things. I think it may happen eventually, but I don't really see it going anywhere in the Senate, which is a big problem because the Republicans don't have the advantage. And until the public gets involved in this and says, yeah, Biden's a snake and we got to get rid of him, you know, what's the alternative? But in the meantime, the Democratic National Committee rose up and they said that Donald Trump was actually the speaker in the House of Representatives and was pulling all the strings for Kevin McCarthy.
Well, okay, I guess, but that's of course to try to distract from the real story, and that's the unfolding, catastrophe that is going all around Joe Biden, having to do with Hunter and the business and all the stuff. But I think you're right, Captain. There would have to be a critical mass in the country to power an impeachment. Basically, it can't simply be some kind of, some kind of partisan thing, because the previous impeachments were seen as partisan. This would be seen as the same, but it has to be something. You know, think about Watergate, how in the country there was a critical mass happening. This is the kind of thing that you need to have if you're going to really do this. It should not be just a partisan tool.
Now, Red State had a story yesterday, and we're going to be running out of time, so I'll have to do this on the other side of the break, but I'm just going to get it out there. But Red State ran a story yesterday on the answer that was given by Frenchie and company when Biden was busted, his team was busted on the phone call involvement in his son's business that we're now starting to hear a lot about, which is going to come out when this guy testifies. That may be today or maybe next week. We don't know just yet, do we?
No, not just yet.
All right. So hold that thought, folks. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning. And we'll be back with more as we cruise across the overnight radio airwaves for your listening pleasure. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is pushing insurers to improve access to mental health care for Americans.
Mental health care is health care. It's essential to people's well-being and their ability to lead a full and productive life.
Biden announced a proposed rule today to strengthen requirements so health insurers cover behavioral health at the same level as physical health. UPS and Teamsters are avoiding a strike after reaching a tentative agreement on a new labor contract. A strike by UPS would have been the largest in U.S. history. Ratification of the new five-year deal could take about 3 weeks. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the Southwest for weeks, now expanding toward the middle of the country. It's likely to bring temperatures toward 100 degrees to several Midwest states this week, while the East Coast could see its hottest weather of the summer. High temperatures remain in the forecast in states like California, Nevada, Texas, and Florida. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Stivato. You'll hear Frank Stivato back on Friday. Don't forget his new book called Nullification, available over at undergroundusa.com. And within the next day or two or three, I'll have some with me. Every time I go out to an event, I'll have a few of his books with me available for sale. Nullification is the name of the book. And people, you need to get a hold of that. You need to read it and understand that there is an avenue that we, the people, can take and wake up our elected officials to something that they can do to get us out of the mess that we're in right now. It's called Nullification, and the book explains how to, what to, and why to. Okay. Relief Factor brings you this part of the program. And remember, Relief Factor is part of a daily regimen that I take with my first meal of the day. I take the packet, 4 convenient capsules in an individual packet, 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, that's because what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, is actually good for you, because it helps your body's natural response to inflammation, which is where the pain and the swelling comes in. It lowers or eliminates any kind of pain that you've got, makes things tolerable, if not gets rid of it altogether, by going straight to the source of the problem. Now, you can find out more by starting the 3-week quick start for $19.95. That's all it costs, $19.95, to start the 3-week quick start, by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. After you get the 3-week quick start, you go on to regular shipping. It's a bigger package that comes to you because it's a monthly supply. And you can even buy a 2-month supply if you want to. Whatever. Different size, different packs, for whatever your need happens to be and whatever your pocketbook can afford. So, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there. Give it a try. Because in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! $19.95. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there. Try it out. Well, Kyle, going back, because we have an audio clip here, going back to the White House changing the response that was originally given by Joe Biden about the phone call involvement in his son's business, where we now know that about two dozen phone calls, according to this witness that's going to be making an appearance, were heard and participated in by President Joe Biden, then the vice president. So, Kyle, let's listen to the audio and hear what it was that Joe Biden said.
Yes, this goes back to the campaign, I believe, back in 2019. Joe Biden getting a question about his son, Hunter Biden.
There's a photo of you golfing with your son, Hunter, and his business partner, Devin Archer. Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business?
Yes, I stand by that statement.
So there he goes again. Yes, I stand by that statement. And did you notice, too, Captain, who was mentioned in that, Devin Archer,
yeah,
right, who's going to be testifying about all this and talking about those telephone calls, we understand.
Well, he has turned what we call state's evidence against the Bidens. And I believe the reason for it is because somebody got to him and told him what he was facing in the way of charges if he didn't cooperate. Now, I believe Mr. Archer has already been convicted on something involving this, has he not?
We can verify that. Yes, we can certainly check into that.
Yeah, I believe he's already been convicted on something, but I believe they were going to throw the book at him, and one of the deals was you speak up or else, because that's the way they do things. Now, a federal judge has also thrown a monkey wrench into Joe Biden's asylum role at the core of the post of the post title 42 strategy down along the border, where they were allowing people to come across and apply for asylum. Well, federal judge says not so fast. We're not going to do it.
Well, exactly right. So this is looked at as being a major setback, obviously, for the Biden border policy, which is a terrible, obviously, terrible policy that really hurts everything.
Well, sure it is. And the other thing is, the House Oversight Committee Democrats are now chiming in and chirping and just saying stuff that they really don't have any basis of opinion on. But they're saying the Republicans' Hunter Biden gambit is jeopardizing our national security. Really? Really? Somebody's getting rich by selling the influence of your then vice presidential father, selling them out and selling secrets and whatever else is going on here to influence China here in the United States, and that's national security? I don't think so.
Well, isn't it a matter of national security to root out if somebody was selling influence?
There you go.
That seems like that, pardon the term here, but that trumps anything that they could be talking about. But, of course, Captain, what they're doing is they're trying to take all this and throw it onto the Republicans, saying you're jeopardizing national security, like that's waving a magic wand, and they'll go, oh, well, okay, well, we'll stop that. Well, of course, they're not jeopardizing national security.
No, and the other thing is the Biden administration is mulling over removing the Chinese sanctions for human rights violations of the Uyghurs for China's cooperation with the fentanyl crisis.
Yes, isn't this very interesting indeed? Because obviously there's a human rights issue that's going on here. The United States needs to stand for that, obviously. And especially, Captain, in hour number three, I'm looking forward to asking Denise Simon about this particular issue as well, because I know that she'll have some very insightful comments about it. Again, you know, we all want to stop fentanyl, but at the same time, we have to keep up the pressure on things like the things that are happening in China to the Uyghurs, for example.
Well, that's all true, but again, we don't know what we're going to hear or how we're going to hear it, so I just sit there and I wait, because they may be twisting that around too, since they seem to be changing their story on some things by turning words around to mean a different meaning.
Well, they're in that business. And there was an article in the Red State that talked about what was happening with the turnaround about the Hunter Biden story. And they mentioned an excerpt from 1984. They called it Orwellian in 1984 when we find out eventually, oh no, they turn the story around and say, oh no, Oceania has always been at war with East Asia, you know? And so it's happening right before our very eyes where you see these things that sometimes the far left uses 1984 as a manual, not as a cautionary tale.
Now, the Biden administration turned around and backdoored again, something that they were told they couldn't do, but they did it. They canceled $130 million in debt for students who attended a Colorado college. What's this all about?
Well, we understand about 7,400 students who attended College America in the state of Colorado. They are getting their loans canceled to the tune of $130 million by the administration. According to Biden in a statement, I don't know that he said this on camera, but in a statement he said these borrowers were lied to, ripped off, and saddled with mountains of debt. He said, that's what we have on this currently. But once again, does the president have the ability to do that? Perhaps it all depends on where this money came from to begin with. So is this related to the larger canceling of debt? We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's my understanding as to what was just done, the court decision that he can't do this. But that's just me. We'll have to wait till we hear the legal answer to this.
Exactly right. Yes.
Now, how are Bidenomics working out for the country? Because it seems that the Democrats are going to run on the issue of Bidenomics and how good things are and how great that they've made the country because of Joe Biden and his economic policies.
Well, it's not working out for the country. They are trying to simply create a brand name, you know, like any other brand name out there in the retail world, right? You know, they feel like it's a brand you can trust and this kind of thing. But Bidenomics is just that. It's literally just a name they're slapping on this notion that things are better and that Biden's done a great job, when in reality, what's in the box, you don't want to know what's in the box, right?
Well, there's a Harvard poll, and Harvard has no sense of the word conservative in any manner, way, shape, or form. And 57% of the people that participated in that Harvard poll say Bidenomics is the wrong direction for the country.
And that's a huge hurdle for them to get over. That number, I think, will just go up, Captain.
I don't doubt it. Okay, well, folks, we're at the break. We're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, take a look at the weather out there. Things have changed around the countryside. And we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's a Wednesday morning here, and we're having a good old time where we're at, and I hope you are, too, doing whatever you're doing. And hello to the Triple C, ICCC, Crete, and Schaefer Trucking drivers. I'll be right back.
To the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Done jacked it up. It's a party all night from South Carolina. A bad mama jamma from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home room, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays. Taught her how to rip up the town. Honey, trippin' honey from a hollering Kentucky. Get you flippin' kinda trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Big southern draw, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home room, she's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays. That's the
Kyle, who is that masked man singing that song?
None other than Jason Aldean.
Yep, and Jason Aldean has the number two song in the country right now, and that's that one that created all the farfel and whatnot. But I'll tell you what, we played that the other night, and because it was a news story, I was able to play that the way I did it. I just can't continue to do it because otherwise you got to pay the royalties for the song. But try that in a small town is what's got it all started for Jason. That's going to be what's going to turn his career upside down and point him to the top, because he's got something that resonates with the people. Not only small town, but also big town America as it's turning out there. And to the people that don't like that song, that are misrepresenting what it says, too bad. Get a life.
Well, he does have a big hit on his hands, no doubt about that.
Now, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to give it to you. Hot temperatures in the southwest again and the central U.S., with severe thunderstorms in the northern plains. You got some going on right now, as well as in the middle Atlantic states. Minnesota, Wisconsin, you got some bad weather up there that's developing. It's going to get a little bit worse, it looks like. So batten down the hatches. And, Kyle, we do have some really hot weather again out east of you in the desert over there to Arizona. Phoenix, again, is going to be frying. So tell us about it.
Well, right now at this time of night, Phoenix is frying at 105 degrees, Captain.
Good Lord.
And those of you hearing us, yeah, those of you hearing us in Phoenix, we are with you in spirit, and it's hot. It's almost, what is it, almost midnight, I think, in Phoenix, or 1 o'clock in the morning.
It's, 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, so we've got 105 in Phoenix. We continue with those excessive heat warnings going on there right now. Those excessive heat warnings going to head on up along the border to California, Lake Havasu City, Parker, these areas, up towards Las Vegas, Nevada, where it's 100 degrees if you're walking down the strip looking at those amazing fountains in front of Bellagio. So if you're doing that, it's 100 degrees. Excessive heat warning also continues in parts of northern Arizona. And, of course, the Southern California desert, excessive heat warnings there come along I-10, certainly coming through Blythe over towards Indio. You're going to have perhaps up to 119 in some places. That's what's forecast. And on up the coast north of Los Angeles to San Luis Obispo, you continue with heat warnings there. Also, you've got hot, dry, breezy conditions in the parts of southern Idaho, including Idaho Falls down to Twin Falls, so be aware of that. Then also we've got a lake wind advisory up near Reno, coming out I-80 as you head up to Winnemucca. And then over in Colorado, you have heat advisories there. Down through New Mexico into Albuquerque right now, it's 82 degrees in Albuquerque, but it's going to be hot, obviously, during the daytime. Also, Las Cruces has a heat advisory as well. More next hour. Be careful out there.
Wow. All right, well, let's go to the central part of the U.S. right now. We'll start out in Nebraska, the eastern part of Nebraska, to include Lincoln over to Omaha and on up towards the South Dakota state line, and down 35 and down 29. You have got high heat all the way down into central Texas, all the way down into Fort Worth and Dallas, and over towards Sweetwater and over to Midland, and on down to the northern tip of San Antonio, and the eastern half of Kansas is in the high heat advisory. All of Missouri is included in it right now. About half of Arkansas, about half of Oklahoma, the lower part of Iowa, the western half of Illinois, included in the high heat advisory. But we've got some storms developing up there in the south central part of Minnesota, down below Minneapolis, St. Paul, and some rain is firing up. There's going to be some flash flood warnings mixed up in this. Could be some severe storms as well. Also, over in the western, southwestern part of Wisconsin, same thing there. Northeastern part of Iowa, same thing up there, up around Sioux City. In Iowa, you could be getting some bad weather, and that's going to start to move across to the east as things fire up. You've also got some bad weather conditions in terms of the air quality. Again, east of Toledo, over to Ohio, over to Erie, Pennsylvania, right along Lake Erie. Down in the southwestern corner of Ohio, west of Cincinnati. You've got some poorer quality there. In the mountains of North Carolina, as well as in the Piedmont section of North Carolina. And to the north and to the west of Atlanta, you got a little pocket of bad air quality there, and around the central part of Alabama as well. Now, way down in South Florida, and I mean way down, Miami down to the Keys, and that is Miami, so it's dropped way down from where it was. You got a high heat advisory down there. Up on the East Coast tonight, New York City, Long Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Cape Cod, all under a high heat advisory. So you're going to get a scorcher going on up there today. You've kind of been avoiding this a little bit, but it's going to be there with you. You'll have feel like temperatures over 100 degrees in a lot of those areas, so get ready for that one. And, Kyle, you know, when we talk about the heat, we talk about places where you can go in and you can get out of it, you can rest, you can recuperate, you can watch a movie in the nice driver's lounge they got, and that would be the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, which is your home away from home out there in the road for the big boys and girls and the big semis.
That's exactly right, Captain. And the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, they want to be your oasis out there on the interstate. And so they definitely are getting everything ready for you, especially when you pull on in. You want to get something cold to drink. You want to get something good to eat. You want to get your supplies, your fuel, and be able to get back out on the road and accomplish your mission, whether that be trekking across country, carrying a load, or on a vacation, driving across country to see family or to see the great sights of our nation. And especially if you're doing that, be sure that you check out pilotflyingj.com and learn how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Once again, check them out, pilotflyingj.com. Check out their RV amenities and much more. Once again, pilotflyingj.com.
And to the people in the big blue cities and the big blue states, like out there where you're at, and I don't know why you're still there, that don't understand that everything that you got, wherever you got it, came via a truck. The helicopter didn't drop it in. A parachute wasn't dropped. The train didn't come to the front door. Some little van didn't deliver it. It was a semi of some sort or another that brought it over to you by the truckload to your favorite store so that they could get it on the shelves and sell it to you. And once you people understand that, you'll understand that those are the people that make America go. America's truckers make America go. Not the taxi drivers, not the limousine drivers, not the little guys with the pickup trucks. So there you go. I just thought I'd get that out there. Hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And truckers, we salute you. The job you're doing is something that you don't get enough thanks for. But we'll thank you. Thank you so very much. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.